news. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The FBI getting into the investigation of how classified U.S. intelligence documents got onto the internet, outlining Israeli preparations for a possible retaliatory strike on Iran. They detail equipment and munitions that might be used.
The leak comes days after U.S. officials said they had reassurances from Israel that it would target military sites rather than oil or nuclear facilities. It is unclear whether this intelligence breach will impact those plans.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. Vice President Harris and former President Trump concentrating on battleground states 2 weeks before the election. The latest Washington Post polling shows a tight race in those battleground states with numbers within the margins of error. Gasoline prices starting to tick down again. The government's national average price for regular unleaded gasoline down almost 3 cents in the past week to $3.14 a gallon. This is ABC.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000 and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 35 to 2084, December down 48 to 2087, January down 26 to 2049, February down 16 at 2006. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, they were lower, barrels down 3 to 198, 40-pound blocks down a half to 192. 4 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter, though, up 7 to 273, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 138 and 3/4, 3 trades. Dry weigh steady at 60 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower as the trade was hesitant to go above the 100-day moving average resistance level. Again, the trade's going to be watching that cattle on feed report later this week, and they're also still waiting for some strong fundamental support. Hog markets mostly higher as pork cutout values and midday cash prices were higher on the day. That helped to support the hog market. October live cattle down 62 cents to 187. October feeder cattle down 75 cents to 247.57. December hogs up 45 cents to 78.27. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly higher, even though there still was some harvest pressure, but the export wire was active at 198,000 metric tons sold to unknown and 169,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico. Soybeans mostly higher. South American planting should continue to move forward, but the daily export wire saw 116,000 metric tons sold. Wheat markets mostly lower. MATIF wheat prices were lower. Positive weather in the Black Sea region and the plains also pressuring the market. December corn up 4 3/4 to 409.5. New crop 25 up 2 to 437.25. November beans up 11 to 981. New crop 25 up 5.5 to 1025.5. December wheat down a half to 572.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 340, December 345, January 344, new crop 25, 377. Cash beans 896, December 898, January 903, new crop 25, 936. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 344.5, November 349.5, December 359.5, January 370.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 357, December 374, January 383. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and November corn at 354, cash beans 906, January 904. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 359, new crop 25, 387, cash beans 881, new crop 25, 935. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 370, November 370, April 406, new crop 25, 399, cash beans 938, November 941, April 982, new crop 25, 967. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 357, January 362, cash beans 912, January 911. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 178, market cows 105 to 128, bulls 127 to 162, calves 300 to 960, beef steers 148 to 385, Holstein steers 90 to 375, sheep markets, market lambs 185 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 150 and down, rams 155 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 187 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy, becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 after about 2 or 3 this afternoon. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunny, 55. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You want a no risk guarantee before you take a chance. You want to know how the song will end before you start to dance. Well, I can't foretell the future, but my heart clearly sees your hand in mine for a long, long time. If you could just believe and take a leap of faith, cast away your doubt, darling, come what may, we can work it out. A love that's real will always find a way. If you'll trust in me like I trust in you, there's no rain or fire that we can't go through. The first step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith. Understand all your doubts and fears of laying your heart on the line, but aren't you afraid of just throwing away a love like yours and mine? I know your heart's been broken, you've been let down before. Though the stakes are high, give it one more try. This time you can be sure. Take a leap of faith, cast away your doubt, darling, come what may, we can work it out. A love that's real will always find a way. And if you'll trust in me like I trust in you, there's no rain or fire that we can't go through. The first step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of it's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith.
last name and the same color eyes. But we fought like tigers over that old red bike. I'm batting first and you can't use my glove. It wouldn't take long until push came to shove. But we looked out for each other with brotherly love. You hated girls till I had my first date. I brought her home from the movies. You stayed up late. Three on a couch, watching TV. I was smiling at her while you were laughing at me. But I wouldn't trade it for nothing, brotherly love. They fight like tigers over one old red bike. And looking at them reminds me of us. They're gonna fight and they're gonna fuss. But they've got something special. It's brotherly love. Yeah, they've got something special. It's brotherly love.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430. Someday soon.
someday soon. Going with him someday soon. Someday soon. Going with him someday soon.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Susie Boggess and Someday Soon here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-50s across the region this morning, and we have one more warm day, and then it's going to change, and it's going to cool down, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Dennis Guy will be in, and he'll be bringing us some information about what's going on in Canada. They could be having an election just like us. Dennis will have more in our newsmaker segment here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolio, to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy, becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 after about 2 or 3 this afternoon. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunny, 55. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Here we are.
We had to break it off.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Alabama. Here we are here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. And we have temperatures mid-50s across the region this morning. Hey, coming up this Saturday, something you're going to want to think about, especially on the farm. It's the prescription drug take back day. If you have unused or expired medication and you'd like to properly dispose of those, drug take back day is coming up this Saturday. Now in Buffalo County, it's going to be at the Fountain City Fire Department from 10 to 1. Pepin County will be having something similar here as well. A lot of the law enforcement agencies will be doing something with this here coming up on this Saturday. But a very good idea, because you should never flush or pour those expired medications down the drain. Yet you don't want to pollute your groundwater on the farm with that. That'd be a really bad thing. So properly dispose of your unwanted medications. Again, drug take back day coming up this Saturday. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. Several state legislatures have been working over the past year to ban or limit the production and consumption of cultivated meat in their states. Florida's ban went into effect on July 1st, and it recently survived a court challenge. I'll have more when we return.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
While Florida's ban on the production and sale of cultivated meat was the first to go into effect, several other states are debating similar measures. Nebraska, Texas, Missouri, and Iowa have passed or are considering similar measures, and they aim to protect their livestock industries from the rise of lab-grown alternatives. These laws vary in scope, but they all reflect growing concerns about the impact cultivated meats could have on traditional farming and ranching. In August, Berkeley-based Upside Foods filed a lawsuit against the state of Florida, challenging its ban on cultivated meat products, which took effect on July 1st. That law prohibits the sale, the offering for sale, the distribution, manufacture of cultivated meat within Florida's borders. Upside Foods argued that the ban violated federal law, claiming it was unconstitutional and preempted by the Federal Poultry Products Inspection Act. However, just this month, U.S. Chief District Judge Mark Walker ruled against Upside Foods' request for a preliminary injunction. In his 21-page decision, the judge rejected the company's argument that the federal act overrides Florida's law, allowing the ban to remain in place for now. Upside Foods had hoped the injunction would halt the enforcement of the ban while the broader constitutionality of the law is addressed. Despite the setback, the lawsuit is far from over. Upside Foods continues to press its case, and the constitutionality of Florida's ban remains unresolved. The company has been vocal in its opposition, hosting a, quote, freedom of food event where its cultivated chicken was served just days before the ban took effect. Now, the outcome of this case could set a precedent for other states considering similar bans on lab-grown meats. Governor Jim Pillen of Florida and other supporters of the ban argued that cell-cultured meat threatens the traditional livestock industry, which is vital to Florida's economy. They maintain that protecting consumers and supporting domestic meat production should take precedence over the sale of cultivated alternatives. I'll have more when we return.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Yes, as the legal battles over cell-cultured meat continue, the potential for ripple effects across the country grows. Other states are likely to follow Florida's lead, and the federal government could eventually step in to clarify the relationship between state and federal laws regarding cultivated meats. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace,
you're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you
up on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad comes heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. 'Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Was just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Just another night, just another party. I never dreamed that you would be here. Let's don't try to talk, let's don't say we're sorry. All I wanna do is just hold you near. We could be dancing in the dark, we could be dancing heart to heart. So let the music start. Somebody turn that radio on, I can't stand it. I wanna hear a love song and dance real slow. Somebody turn the jukebox up, I demand it. Baby, hold me close. I remember what it's like to dance with you all night. Baby, it felt so good back then. Who was right or wrong? Just like it was before. Somebody turn that radio on, I can't stand it. I wanna hear a love song and dance real slow. Somebody turn the jukebox up, I demand it.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Time is running out for thousands of farmers who may face steep fines and possible jail time for failing to file their businesses with the federal government. January 1st is the deadline to file the beneficial ownership information with the U.S. Department of Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. New analysis in a market intel by American Farm Bureau Federation economists shows more than 230,000 farms are required to file, but government data indicates less than 11% of all eligible businesses nationwide have done so. The Corporate Transparency Act of 2021 requires businesses to register any beneficial owner of a company in an effort to combat money laundering. Many farms are structured as either a C corporation, S corporation, or limited liability company, which are now required to be registered if they employ fewer than 20 employees or receive under $5 million in cash receipts, which covers the vast majority of farms. Businesses that fail to file or do not update records when needed could face criminal fines of up to $10,000 and additional civil penalties of up to $591 a day. Failure to file could also lead to felony charges and up to 2 years in prison. Farmers are encouraged to contact an accountant or attorney if they're unsure whether they are required to file their business's BOI with the FinCEN. USDA's beef production outlook is noticeably higher from September. Third and fourth quarter 2024 production is forecast to be higher than last month, raising the annual forecast to 27 billion pounds, just above 2023 production. U.S. dairy milk production is expected to decline in 2024 due to lower yields from aging cows, adverse weather, and limited replacements. Imports are expected to increase while exports remain mostly stable. Projected broiler production is adjusted down slightly in 2024 as recent processing data, but revised upward in 2025 on favorable hatchery indicators and feed prices. Projected broiler exports were adjusted down in 24 and 25 on recent data and strong global competition. Wholesale broiler prices are expected to be higher based on recent price data and strong demand expectations. Projected turkey exports in 24 were also adjusted down slightly. Projected turkey prices were adjusted down for the fourth quarter of 24 and in 25 based on weaker demand. The Organic Growers Summit is set for December 4th and 5th. The show is put on by Farm Progress and features a lineup of expert-led seminars, industry-leading speakers, and a special keynote panel. Attendees will get insight into the evolving organic market, including education on ag technology, soil health innovations, and government regulations. The event's keynote panel will provide insight into the future of organic farming. Now, just go to the show's official website at organicgrowersummit.com for more information. The Renewable Fuels Association and Growth Energy are pleased with the Supreme Court decision on small refinery exemptions. They issued a joint statement saying the Fifth Circuit Court wasn't the right venue to hear challenges on small refinery exemptions. Because the Fifth Circuit opinion set up a clear split with several other courts on the venue question, this is precisely the sort of issue that the Supreme Court is meant to resolve, the statement said. The court has agreed, and we look forward to participating in the case and settling the issue for good. The groups also say the refining community's abuse of small refinery exemptions destroys demand for biofuels nationwide, which negatively impacts farmers and bioethanol producers, regardless of where they operate. The economic and environmental impact of this abuse does not recognize state lines, the groups added. The decision in this case should give producers some much-needed clarity, they said. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy, becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today 76 with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 after about 2 or 3 this afternoon. Tonight 41, tomorrow sunny 55. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boost good boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the boots good boogie. Yeah, here we go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go boots. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boots good boogie. Son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boots good boogie. Yeah.
I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you nothing but time. But a highway wait for heaven, and who has that much time? And how do you keep your feet on the ground when you know that you were born? You were born to fly. My daddy, he is grounded like the oak tree. My mama, she is steady as the sun. Oh, you know I love my folks, but I keep staring down the road, just looking for my one chance to run.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You can take a stranger home, never spend the night alone, but you have to face the morning feeling empty. Cause you can't pretend it's real when what you really want to feel is the magic of the moment when love can't be denied. When your heart makes a sound like rolling thunder and your arms are wrapped around an angel from above, and when the earth begins to shake, cause it can feel the love you make. Oh, that's how you know when you're in love. I had all but given up on ever finding love until I caught a glimpse of heaven when I looked. Like a stormy summer